Here I will show you how to send measurements, temperature and humidity, from Tuya MCU battery-powered sensor to arbitrary HTTP server via GET request. Following implementation will work independently from Home Assistant and will allow you to create fully customizable data logger. For the sake of presentation, I will use the device described here. CB3S BK7231N temperature humidity sensor with Tuya MCU diagram. Reverse engineering, I am assuming here that device is already flashed with OBK. Following topic was created with @DadamMrAz. All testing was done on his side. Thanks for cooperation. Requirements for this topic. To replicate our demo from here, you basically need two things. Tuya MCU sensor device that will send data. A HTTP server with a PHP script that will receive data. No Home Assistant is needed. Sending measurements from Tuya MCU. According to OBK docs, there is a send-get command, but we need to know when to use it. Tuya MCU reports measurements with a delay, so we need to set up a change handler for measurement channel. The following script will run send-get with channel 1 value, which in this particular case is used for temperature value. For the sake of an example, I can also show you how to send a GET once the device connects to Wi-Fi. It is important to wait for the Wi-Fi connection first. See script below. Here is full script, modified script from here. HTTP server side. HTTP server should be reachable from the network of your device. On your HTTP server, set up just a simple PHP file that prints received GET argument to file along with the current timestamp. You can also insert it to the MySQL database, but that's not the scope of this tutorial. Here is a sample, simplest script. You can test the script just by accessing its URL in your web browser. Now let's run our setup for some time. Here are sample results. Everything seems to be working. Adding second measurement. Everything seems to be working, but the device in question is able to measure both temperature and humidity. So let's add another change handler to send humidity data as well. PHP script also needs to be updates. Now it looks like this. Here are results collected over time. Some things to note. Tuya MCU sends temperature as an integer. You need to divide it by 10 to get correct result in this case. Tuya MCU seems to report only data when there is a change. So not always all measurements are sent. You can also report the battery state in the same way. Summary. This way you can report data directly to HTTP server and then process it in PHP or any other script, any way you like. All required files are available on GitHub. Soon I will publish another tutorial on the topic. This time maybe with MySQL or with chart creation, so stay tuned.